The quickest way to move from helper to lead is boring on purpose. Show up early, wear the right gear, read the work order, then do small things perfectly. Take start of shift photos. Count tools in and out. Ask one clear question before you touch the task. Log numbers that prove the work passed. People trust quiet, steady proof. Foremen remember who kept the area clean and who spoke up once when a hazard showed. Inspectors pass clean installs with clean photos and clear test sheets. Leads grow from apprentices who own small work packs, run a three-person day without drama, and keep production on pace when surprises hit. Build that proof binder. Bring numbers, photos, and a simple plan for your first 90 days. Do this week after week. Respect follows, title follows, pay follows. Chapter 1. Show up solid. Hook. Arrive early, lock power out, and leave a spotless start for the crew. Scope. This chapter covers day one reliability on any licensed trade site. The goal is a safe, clean, ready station with clear proof of control. No crew planning, no part orders, no inspector paperwork here. Safety. Wear hard hat, safety glasses, gloves, and job-specific PPE. Hear protectors for noisy zones. Hi-vis for mobile equipment zones. Follow lockout or tagout rules before hands near energy. Confirm permits and hot work approvals where required by site policy. Keep a charged extinguisher within reach for hot tasks. Stay clear of suspended loads. Speak one line when you see risk. Stop, this is unsafe. Tools and materials. Small notebook and pencil. Phone or tablet for photos, flash on. Basic PPE as listed above. Lock, tag, and hasp from site issue board. Voltage tester or meter with known good battery, leads in good shape. Non-contact tester if policy calls for it. Clean rags and a small trash bag. Zip ties for cord control. Toolbox with only the hand tools cleared for today. Setup. Arrive 15 minutes early. Stow bags, sign in, read the work order, and review site rules. Check the daily bulletin for hazards, lifts, hot work, or shutoffs. Count tools in the box. Count locks and tags on your belt. Open your camera and set timestamp if your device supports it. Pick a safe photo spot with full view of your station. Steps. Step 1. Walk the area. Look for leaks, trip hazards, sharp edges, live panels, and traffic paths. Move debris to a bin. Roll cords and store off the floor. Place one small trash bag at your hip. Step 2. Read the work order line by line. Underline the task, location, and any test or torque requirement. Note 1 unknown. Ask one clear question to your lead before you start. Use simple words. Confirm torque spec or confirm shutoff point. Step 3. Select PPE for the first task. Gloves for sharp edges. Glasses down over eyes. Hard hat on. Hear protectors in your pocket or on your neck. Hi-vis vest zipped. Make a quick mirror check or ask a partner to look you over. Speak one line to confirm. PPE set. Step 4. Lockout or tag out. Identify every energy source in the scope. Place your lock and tag on the point your lead names. Try the start control to prove zero movement. For electric, set the meter to volts AC. Touch known live and read a real number to prove the meter works. Then test the circuit in scope. Confirm zero. Say the reading aloud. 0 volts. Pull back and wait 1 minute. Test again. 0 volts. Keep the key on your belt. Step 5. Take start of shift photos. One wide shot with context. One medium shot on the station. One close shot on the nameplate or panel label. Turn on the flash if light is weak. Keep feet out of frame. Check focus before you move. Save to a folder named with date, time, and task. Step 6. Control tools. Lay out only tools needed for the first block. Keep sharp points to the back. Tie cords out of walk paths with zip ties or tape. Count tools again. Write the number in your notebook. Keep a small rag under oil or paste items. No tools on a ladder step. No cups near electrical work. Step 7. Set a clean area standard. Sweep a 6-foot circle. Mark a small boundary with cones or tape if policy allows. Keep a dry mat for panels. Bag trash as you go. Wipe smudges off labels before photos. Clear the floor at every break. Verify. Energy isolation confirms with 2 tests and a verbal 0 volts. The lock and tag show your name and time. PPE sits on your body in full view. Start of shift photos look sharp and show labels. Tool count in equals tool count out at lunch. Work area stays clean on a 6-foot circle. Lead answers your one question before hands on the task. Common fails and fixes. Meter not proven on a known live source. Fix by touching a live point first, then the circuit, then live again, with clear numbers spoken. Lock on the wrong device. Fix by tracing the feed with the print and by eye. Confirm with the lead before placing the lock. Messy station. Fix by stopping for 2 minutes. Sweep, bag, and reset the circle. Resume only when the floor is clear. Document. Photo the lock device with your tag. Full frame on the label. Photo the panel schedule or valve tag. Photo the wide view of the station from 2 angles. Photo the tool layout before work and after reset. Log meter readings in your notebook with date and time. Write the time you placed the lock and the time you verified zero. Store all files in a dated folder with the task name. Recap. Arrive early, read the work order, and ask one clear question. Lock power or flow, prove zero twice, say the number out loud. Keep photos sharp, tools counted, and a 6-foot clean circle all day. Chapter 2, Nail the Core. Hook. Prove you can measure, mark, and verify to the number every time. Scope. This chapter covers the core skill set that turns good effort into trusted results. You will learn the 80-20 tasks that move most jobs, how to read and hold tolerances, how to set up a meter and prove zero, how to read basic print symbols, how to identify fasteners and materials, how to hit torque or test thresholds, and how to keep a simple calibration log. No morning huddles. No vendor calls. Safety. Wear eye protection when cutting or drilling. Gloves for sharp edges and hot parts. Keep hearing protection ready for saws and hammer drills. De-energize and lock out before any meter contact with conductors. Verify your meter on a known live source before and after testing a circuit. Clamp or secure work before drilling. Keep it sharp to avoid slips. Use the right driver tip to prevent cam out and flying fasteners. Tools and materials. Tape measure marked in 1/16. 2-foot and 4-foot levels. Chalk line or fine tip marker. Combination square. Torque wrench with current certificate or tag. Basic hand drivers and nut drivers. Fastener ID card or printed chart. Material coupons or labeled offcuts for reference. Multimeter with good leads and spare batteries. Simple calibration and verification logbook. Gauge set or pressure pump if your trade requires pressure proof. Tag set for calibrated and out of service. Setup. Clear a bench area. Lay out tools left to right. Measure, mark, cut, fasten, verify. Open the logbook to a fresh line with today's date. Check the torque wrench tag for due date. Check the meter battery icon. Inspect leads for cracks and tight shrouds. Wipe the level vials until you see a clean bubble. Place one small scrap board for practice marks. Set a box for samples labeled keep. That is your reference kit. Steps. Step 1. Lock the measuring habit. Hook the tape. Read the mark by eye. Call it out the same way every time. 30 inches plus 1/8. Put a tick mark. Use the square to pull a clean line through the tick. Say it again before you cut. 30 plus 1/8. Cut, then measure the piece you cut. If it is off more than 1/16, remake it. Build the habit now. Step 2. Hold the tolerance. Define tolerance in plain words. How far you are allowed to be off the target and still pass. Ask your lead for the number if it is not printed. Common rough tolerance is plus or minus 1/8 inch. Common finish tolerance is plus or minus 1/16 inch. For level and plumb, the common rule is bubble within the lines or 1/8 inch in 4 feet. Say the tolerance aloud before you start. Check during the work, not only at the end. Step 3. Red print symbols that matter. Start with the essentials you see daily. Centerline symbol tells you the middle reference. Elevation mark tells you height above a known datum. Diameter sign means round stock or hole size. Ground symbol on electrical prints marks bonding points. Flow arrows on piping prints show direction and prevent backward installs. Keep a one-page key sheet in your pocket notebook. When you see a symbol you do not know, copy it and ask for the meaning at first break. Add it to your key. Step 4. Meter setup and zero check. Set the meter to volts AC for building power checks unless the print calls for direct current. Touch a known live source, such as a test receptacle, and read a real number. Say it out loud. 120 volts. Now test the circuit you plan to work on. You want 0 volts. Say it out loud. 0 volts. return to the live source, and read the live number again. This proves the meter did not fail. If your job is low voltage controls, set the meter to the correct range and speak the target, 24 volts. Write the readings in the logbook with time entry. Step 5, fastener and material identification. Sort fasteners by head, drive, thread, and finish. Head types you will see often: hex, pan, flat, and truss. Drive types: slot, Phillips, square, Torx. Threads: coarse for wood and general anchors, fine for machine and vibration. Finishes: bright for dry interiors, coated or stainless for wet or exterior. Pull 3 samples and label them. Do the same for common materials: copper types L and M, PVC schedule 40, steel strut, ABS, and 2 common wire sizes. First time you touch wire, say 12 AWG out loud, then 12 gauge. Keep the samples in your reference kit. Step 6, torque and test thresholds. Ask for target torque values before you start. Speak them twice as the rule for audio clarity. Torque to 35 inch pounds. Repeat, 35 inch pounds. Dial the torque wrench, lock the collar, and torque in a smooth pull until it clicks. For pressure tests, know the pass value and time. 75 psi for 15 minutes, no drop. Repeat it back. Log the start pressure, time, and ambient temperature. If your trade needs temperature tests, call the pass number. Supply at 105 degrees Fahrenheit plus or minus 2. Step 7, build your calibration and verification log. Open the logbook. Write today's date, your name, and the tools you verified. Record the meter live reading, the zero reading, and the live reading again. Record the torque wrench certificate number and due date. If you have a torque checker, record the check number. For levels, scribe a 2-foot line on the bench, flip the level, and confirm the bubble stays centered. Note vial OK. If any check fails, tag the tool out of service, remove it from the work, and tell your lead. Step 8, prove the 80-20. List the tasks that make most jobs move: cutting to length, drilling straight, fastening without strip, sealing clean joints, verifying level and plumb, and reading 5 common symbols. Practice each on scrap until you hit tolerance 3 times in a row. Time yourself on the 4th run. Record that time in your notebook. Improvement is a number, not a feeling. Verify. Your cut list pieces fall within the stated tolerance. Levels red bubble within lines in both directions. Meter reads live, then zero, then live again with spoken numbers. Torque wrench clicks at the target value, and the value is written down. Pressure or temperature test holds for the required window. Fastener and material samples are labeled and stored. The logbook shows date, time, readings, and tool status. Common fails and fixes: reading the wrong side of the tape. Fix by pointing with the pencil and saying the number out loud before the mark. Placing the level on debris. Fix by wiping the surface and checking both directions. Meter on the wrong range. Fix by setting the selector first, saying the setting, and touching a known live source to confirm. Stripping fasteners. Fix by matching the driver tip, keeping the tool straight, and stopping when torque clicks. Missing torque or test proof. Fix by stopping as soon as you notice, retorquing or retesting, and logging with a note. Document. Photo a sample of each verified item. A cut piece with the tape showing the final length, a level shot on the work, the meter display at live and at zero, the torque wrench on the fastener with the value written on a tag, and the pressure gauge at the start and at the end of the window. Label photos with date, time, and task. Place all readings in the logbook. Tag any tool that failed a check, and move it to the out-of-service bin. File your 1-page print symbol key behind today's log entry. Recap. Say the tolerance before you cut, and again after you measure. Prove the meter on live, then zero, then live, and write the numbers. Hit the torque or test threshold and log it so anyone can verify your work. Chapter 3. Own a small work pack. Hook. Take a small scope, plan it tight, finish clean, and show proof. Scope. This chapter teaches you how to define and deliver a small block of work from start to finish. You will shape the scope, break it into steps, set a time estimate, check access and permits, request help or a lift, write a short job hazard analysis, define done, take before and after photos, and report pass or fail with the next action. No full-day crew plan. No inspector walk. Safety. PPE on before the walk down. Lockout or tag out for any energy in scope. Confirm hot work approvals if sparks or flame are possible. Keep hands clear of pinch points during lifts. Use rated slings and carts for moves. Maintain a clean path and clear exits. Tools and materials. Scope card or simple work pack sheet. Notebook and pencil. Phone or tablet for photos. Printed permit list and contact number for the permit desk. Short JHA form. Barrier tape or cones. Two-way radio. Marker, tape, and tags for labels. Measuring tools you need for this scope. Setup. Stand at the job site with the scope card in your hand. Read the drawing or work order. Walk the path for access, materials, and trash. Note one risk you can remove right now. Stage barrier tape and a trash bag. Open a photo folder named with date, time, and scope. Steps. Step 1. Define the work pack on one sheet. Write the task, the exact limits, what is in, what is out, and the required proof at the end. Step 2. Break the scope into 4 to 8 steps with one action each. Write them in order. Keep verbs short. Cut, drill, mount, connect, test, label, clean. Step 3. Estimate the time for each step. Use a simple rate from past work or ask your lead for the number. Add a small buffer. Write the total time at the bottom. Step 4. Check access and permits. Walk the route. Note ladders, lifts, or locked rooms. Call the permit desk if hot work, confined space, or energized testing applies. Write permit numbers on the sheet. Step 5. Request help or a lift if needed. State the load, path, start time, and who will spot. Reserve the lift or cart. Confirm on the radio. Write the names. Step 6. Write a short job hazard analysis. List the top hazards by step and the control for each. PPE lockout, fall protection, sharp edges, dust, and noise. Sign and date it. Step 7. Define done in measurable terms. Tolerance, torque, pressure, or voltage. List the test or reading you will bring back and the label you will leave on the work. Add the photo plan. One wide, one medium, one close before you start. The same 3 after you finish. Step 8. Brief your helper or your lead on the plan. Start the work. On completion, take the after photos, log the readings, and report pass or fail with the next action. If it fails, write one fixed step and a time to return. Verify. The work pack sheet shows scope limits, step list, and total time. Access and permits are recorded with numbers. Lift or help request is named and confirmed. The JHA is signed. Done criteria are clear with a target number. Before and after photos exist and are sharp. The final note states pass or fail, and the next step. Common fails and fixes. Scope creep. Fix by pointing to the limits line on your sheet and asking for a new card if the task grows. Missing permit. Fix by stopping, calling the permit desk, and posting a hold tag until approval lands. Under time estimate. Fix by noting the variance and updating the next estimate with a buffer. No clear done. Fix by adding a test value and a label line before you begin. Forgotten photos. Fix by pausing at the start and setting a phone reminder for the end. Document. Capture the work pack sheet, JHA, and any permit numbers. Take 3 before photos and 3 after photos from the same angles. Record readings with date and time. Note the actual time against the estimate. Write pass or fail and the next action. File the set in a folder named with date and scope. Hand a copy to your lead. Recap. Write the scope, steps, time, permits, and hazards on one sheet. Define done with a number and plan your photos before you begin. Finish with pass or fail and a clear next action that anyone can follow. Chapter 4. Run a 3-person day. Hook. Let a tight huddle, set clear roles, and keep the raid on pace. Scope. This chapter covers how to run a small crew for one workday. You will run a morning huddle, assign roles by skill, stage materials, plan tools and consumables, set hour checkpoints, track production rate, adjust for surprises, close out the site, and leave clean hand-off notes. No code notes. No mentoring frameworks. Safety. Open with a safety moment. Confirm PPE on each person. Review lockout or tagout points for the day. Call out lifts, cuts, hot work, and traffic paths. Name one stop phrase for risk. Say it out loud. Stop. This is unsafe. Tools and materials. Crew day card with scope, goals, and checkpoints. Printed work order and markups. Whiteboard or clipboard. Two-way radios for each person. Staging carts, bins, and labels. Basic hand tools for each role. Consumable list with counts for the day. production tracker sheet with target units per hour, trash bags and cleaning tools. Setup. Arrive early. Walk the site. Confirm access and permits. Stage materials by sequence. Place carts at the first work face. Put the day card on the board. Write the target output and the checkpoint times. Open the production tracker sheet. Check radios and batteries. Steps. Step 1, morning huddle script. Start the huddle on time. 30 to 60 seconds on the goal. Show the target number for the day. Review the safety note and lockout points. Cover the sequence. Call out checkpoints by the hour. Ask for one question from each person. End with clear start times. Step 2, assign roles by skill. Name the lead installer for the critical path. Name the support who stages parts and tools. Name the finisher who verifies labels and cleans. Say the finish line for each role. Build this in one line. You install. You stage. You finish. Repeat the line. Step 3, quick material takeoff and staging. List the materials for the first 2 hours. Pull them to carts. Label by step. Keep heavy items low. Place fasteners and gaskets in small bins. Stage tools near the work face. Keep a spare set of common consumables on a second cart. Step 4, tools and consumables plan. Count the blades, bits, anchors, fasteners, wipes, and labels. Write the starting counts on the day card. Assign one person to call out when a consumable drops below 1/3. Keep trash bags and a sweeper at the cart. Put one rag with the finisher. Step 5, hour checkpoints and production rate. Set checkpoint times at the top of each hour. At each check, count units installed and compare to target. Write the number. Rate equals units divided by hours worked. Say the number out loud. If the rate is low, move the stager to help install for one block. If the rate is high, move the finisher to pre-label and clean ahead. Step 6, adjust for surprises. If a part is wrong, pull the next correct step and keep the path moving. If access is blocked, shift to the next location on the same level. If a tool fails, swap from the spare kit and tag the bad tool out. If a permit is delayed, move to cold work tasks while you wait. Tell the foreman with one line and one number. Step 7, end of day closeout. Stop early enough to clean right. Sweep the work face. Bag trash. Return materials to labeled bins. Count tools back to the box. Take after photos from two angles. Update the day card with units done, rate, and any open items. Reset carts for tomorrow. Step 8, hand off notes for the next shift. Write a short note with the last finished step, what is staged, what is missing, and the first step for tomorrow. Include any hold tags or permit numbers. Add one photo that shows the true status. Place the note where the next lead will find it. Verify. Huddle held on time with target, safety, and checkpoint spoken. Roles assigned with clear finish lines. Materials staged by sequence with labels. Consumables counted and tracked. Rate written at each checkpoint. Adjustments made and recorded when the rate fell off target. Site closed clean with photos and tool count matched. Handoff note posted with one photo and the exact next step. Common fails and fixes. No clear roles. Fix by naming install, stage, finish, and repeating the line. Staging at the wrong face. Fix by walking the path before the huddle and pointing to the true start. Rate not tracked. Fix by setting alarms for the checkpoints and writing the number each time. Surprise stops the flow. Fix by pulling the next correct step and logging the blocker with a time. Messy closeout. Fix by stopping 15 minutes early to clean, count, and stage for tomorrow. Document. Photo the day card at start and end. Photo the staging carts with labels. Photo the work face at the last checkpoint and at closeout. Save the production tracker sheet with times and counts. File the handoff note and the closeout photo in a dated folder. Recap. Run the huddle on time with goal, roles, safety, and checkpoints. Stage by sequence and track the rate each hour. Adjust with one move, then check again. Close clean and leave a clear handoff so the next shift starts fast. Chapter 5, pass on the first try. Hook. Build clean, test clean, document clean, and the stamp lands once. Scope. This chapter shows how to pass inspection the first time. You will learn what inspectors look for, plain code lines you must know, how to build simple test sheets, how to record sample meter and pressure readings, how to take photo proof with correct angles and labels, how to push redline updates, how to run a punch list to zero, and how to start a warranty folder. No pay ladder. No crew coaching loops. Safety. Keep PPE on during all pre-tests. Lock out or tag out where energy is present. Ventilate for any gas testing. Use rated gauges and hoses. Keep ladders set on firm ground. Stop a test if a leak, smell, or heat build shows. Tools and materials. Printed code cheat sheet for your scope. Inspection checklist for this task. Blank test sheet with lines for date, time, reading, and pass value. Calibrated meter and pressure gauge. Torque wrench and simple torque log. Labeler and marker. Phone or tablet with camera. Red pen for field red lines. Punch list form. Folder for warranty items. Setup. Open the work order and the latest marked print. Place the inspection checklist on a clipboard. Write today's date on the test sheet. Verify your meter on a known live source and record the number. Verify your pressure gauge at zero, then add a known source if available. Stage labels, marker, and a clean rag. Set your photo folder name with date, time, and task. Steps. Step 1. Read the inspector's lens. Walk the job as if you were the inspector. Look for code tags, clearances, supports, labels, and working space. Check that access routes are open. Confirm parts match the print. Touch every tag and label with your eyes. Note gaps on the punch list form. Step 2. Anchor the code in plain words. Write the 2 or 3 code lines that apply to this scope on the top of your checklist. Working space around panels. Bonding and grounding where required. Supports at the stated spacing. Pipe slope where it is called. Clearance from heat sources. Say each line out loud. You are training your eye to see it. Step 3. Build the test sheet. Fill in task, location, pass value, and time window. Add lines for meter live reading, zero reading, and live again. Add lines for pressure start, pressure end, and duration. Add a line for torque checks if this job needs them. Leave room for the inspector signature. Step 4. Take sample readings. Lock out or tag out where needed. Set the meter to volts AC or to the correct range for the job. Touch a known live source and say the number. 120 volts. Test your circuit and say the result. 0 volts. Touch the live source again and say the live number again. For pressure, connect the gauge, bring it to the pass value, and start the timer. 75 psi for 15 minutes, no drop. Record start time, end time, and both numbers. Step 5, photo proof with purpose. Shoot 3 angles for each item. 1 wide to show location. 1 medium to show context. 1 close to show the label or reading. Turn on the flash if light is weak. Level the phone so text is clean. Keep hands and feet out of frame. Name each photo with date, time, and what it proves. Step 6, red line updates. If the field build differs from the print, mark the change in red on the paper print. Add the date, your initials, and a 2-word reason. Move the change to the digital mark set if your site uses one. Tell the foreman with 1 line. Red line posted for valve location shift. Step 7, run the punch list to 0. Write every defect as 1 line with a clear finish line. Example, add label at panel A. Example, tighten strap at 10 feet on center. Assign a name and a due time. Fix what you can on the spot. Scratch each item only when it is done and photo proof exists. Aim for 0 before the inspector arrives. Step 8, start the warranty folder. Create a folder named with job, date, and scope. Drop in the test sheet, torque log, photos, red lines, and the final punch list. Add product data sheets if the site asks for them. Leave a copy on the shared drive if your company uses one. Bring the folder to the inspection. Verify. Checklist shows the right code lines. Test sheet has live 0 and live readings written with times. Pressure test holds the pass value for the full window. Photos show wide, medium, and close with clear labels. Red lines are dated and pushed to the set. Punch list reads 0. Warranty folder holds all proof in one place. Common fails and fixes. Missing working space. Fix by clearing the required area and marking the boundary with tape before the walk. No proof for a number. Fix by retesting, writing the readings, and taking a photo of the display. Dirty or crooked labels. Fix by wiping the surface and reapplying level, then reshooting the photo. Unposted red lines. Fix by marking the paper, updating the digital set, and sending 1 line to the foreman. Leaky pressure test. Fix by soaping the joints, finding the bubble, repairing, and restarting the full window. Document. Attach the completed test sheet with date, time, and signatures. Save meter and pressure photos with readable numbers. Save torque log lines with fastener locations. Save all redline images. Save the final punch list that shows zero. File the full set in the warranty folder and note the path on the day card. Recap. Know what the inspector needs, then build proof before the walk. Write clean test sheets, speak the numbers, and take photos that show the truth. Push red lines, drive the punch list to zero, and leave a warranty folder anyone can trust. Chapter 6. Lead without the title. Hook. Coach in real time, lift people, and keep the schedule safe. Scope. This chapter shows how to lead from any seat. You will use a tight coach loop, give 1 minute feedback, calm hot moments, delegate with a clear finish line, pair an apprentice with intent, handle mistakes with fix then lesson, communicate up to the foreman, and protect the schedule. No interview plan. No pay ladder. Safety. Protect people before pride. Keep tone calm. No shouting. Stop work when risk shows. Reset posture and spacing before you resume. Use plain words and eye contact. End each correction with a safe next step. Tools and materials. Small notebook and pencil. Coach loop card. 1 minute feedback card. Crew day card or whiteboard. Two-way radio. Timer on your phone. Simple pass criteria sheet for the task. Setup. Read the day plan and point to the critical path. Pick one task where a helper can grow without slowing the line. Write a clear finish line for the task with a number. Note the first checkpoint time. Tell the foreman you will coach on this block and that the schedule stays covered. Steps. Step 1. Observe. Stand back for one short block. Watch hands, pace, and numbers. Write one thing done well and one thing to improve. Step 2. Ask. Use one open question to pull thinking. Example, what number are you aiming for on this cut? Listen without jumping in. Step 3. Show. Demonstrate one pass of the step at normal speed. Say the safety cue, the target number, and the stop point. Hand the tool back. Step 4. Try. Have the helper run the same step once. Watch the hands and the line. Stop only if risk shows. Step 5. Confirm. Check the work against the finish line. If it passes, name the exact move that worked and say keep it. If it misses, name the gap with the number and move to the fix. Step 6. De-escalate. Lower the heat with a simple line. We fix work, not people. Breathe once. Set the next safe move. Resume at a steady pace. Step 7. Delegate with a finish line. Give the task in one line with the number, location, and time. You mount four brackets level within 1/16 by 10:30. Set a mid-block check time. Walk away and let them work. Step 8. Pair with intent and protect the schedule. Match the apprentice with a steady hand for the next pass. Tell the foreman where you are and when the checkpoint lands. If the line slows, shift staging help for one block, then recheck the rate. Verify. Your notes show observe, ask, show, try, confirm. The helper hits the finish line on the second pass or has a clear fix and repeats to a pass. Tone stayed calm and safety stayed intact. The mid-block check happened on time. The production rate stayed on target or recovered within one block. The foreman heard one clear update with a number. Common fails and fixes. Teaching while your hands keep the tool. Fix by handing the tool back after one demo and stepping aside. Vague delegation. Fix by naming number, location, and time in one line. Public correction that shames. Fix by stepping two paces aside, speaking low, and ending with a next safe step. No follow-up. Fix by setting a timer for the checkpoint and returning on time. Schedule drift. Fix by moving a stager to help for one block and logging the new rate. Document. Write the finish line you gave and the checkpoint times. Note one skill gained with a number. Add one photo of the pass result if proof helps. Update the crew day card with any shift you made to hold the rate. Tell the foreman the result in one line with the number. Recap. Use observe, ask, show, try, confirm to grow skill without losing time. Delegate with a clear finish line and return on the clock to verify. Keep tone calm, fix the work, and protect the schedule with one simple shift when needed. Chapter 7. Make the leap. Hook. Bring proof, speak numbers, and walk into the lead seat with a clear 90-day plan. Scope. You will package your results, prepare clean interview stories, set a pay talk script, map a training and credential plan, outline your first 90 days, pick one SOP to improve, and define how success will be checked. No skill how TOS. No code detail. Safety. Tell the truth. Do not inflate numbers. Follow company policy and union rules. Keep customer names private. Share photos that reveal work quality, not confidential data. Tools and materials. Proof binder or tablet folder with tabs, logs, photos, test sheets, production rates, punch list closes. Simple lead checklist, one page. Interview story sheet with three short cases and numbers. Training and credential plan, one page. Paytalk script, one page. 90-day plan, one page. SOP template, one page. Calendar with check dates. Setup. Book the interview. Print the top 5 proof pages and place them in the front of the binder. Practice the pay script out loud. Set your phone to record a dry run and listen once. Put the binder and a pen on the desk. Steps. Step 1. Build the proof binder. Open with one page that lists 3 numbers. Average production rate, first pass inspection rate, and punch list items closed per day. Add 2 pages of test sheets with readings and signatures. Add 2 clean photo sets that show before and after with labels. End the section with 1 short note from a foreman or inspector if you have it. Step 2. Create the simple lead checklist. Write 9 lines you will use every day. Huddle on time. Rolls and finish lines. Safety cue and lockout check. Stage by sequence. Hourly rate check. Move 1 piece when rate dips. Photo and test on schedule. Clean closeout. Handoff note posted. Keep it 1 page. Step 3. Shape interview stories with numbers. Pick 3 jobs. For each, write 4 lines. What was the job? What blocked the work? What you did? The number that moved. Example, moved rate from 3 per hour to 4 per hour by staging parts and swapping a dull bit. Keep each case under 1 minute. Step 4. Map training and credentials. List the next 2 certificates you will earn and 1 code class to attend. Write target dates and cost. Add 1 cross skill you will learn that helps the crew. Example, lift certification by October 15, low voltage class by December 5. Ask for support with 1 line tied to a result. Step 5, set the Paytalk script. Open with proof. My average rate this quarter was 4 units per hour with first pass at 98%. State your target. I am seeking the lead title and a pay step aligned with that role. Offer a plan. I will deliver a 90-day plan with weekly numbers and 1 SOP upgrade. Stop and listen. Step 6. Outline the first 90 days. Days 1 to 30. Run huddles, track rate each hour, clean closeouts, 0 punch list by end of day. Days 31 to 60. Train 1 apprentice on a defined task and document the pass rate. Days 61 to 90. Push the SOP upgrade and post the result. Write weekly check dates on your calendar. Step 7. Pick 1 SOP to improve. Choose a common pain. Example, tool control, label standard, or test sheet flow. Measure the baseline for 1 week. Change 1 step, not 5. Train the crew in 5 minutes with a demo. Track the new number for 2 weeks. Keep what works and write the 1-page SOP. Step 8. Define success checks. Post 3 targets for the first 90 days. Production rate on or above plan. First pass inspection at or above 97%. 0 late handoffs. Set review times at day 30, day 60, and day 90. Bring the binder to each check. Verify. Binder front page shows 3 core numbers. Test sheets and photo sets are clear and labeled. Lead checklist fits on 1 page. 3 interview stories read in under 3 minutes total, and each has a result number. Training plan lists dates. Pay script is written and practiced. 90-day plan has calendar checks. 1 SOP upgrade is named with baseline and target. Common fails and fixes. Talking in duties, not results. Fix by replacing job lists with 1 number that moved. Asking for a raise without a plan. Fix by pairing the ask with your 90-day milestones. Overpromising. Fix by choosing 1 SOP and 1 apprentice to grow, then measuring both. Loose photos. Fix by labeling every shot with date, time, and what it proves. Vague stories. Fix by adding the start number and the finish number. Document. Save the binder as a dated PDF set. Save the lead checklist, interview stories, training plan, pay script, 90-day plan, and SOP as separate 1-page files. Add calendar invites for day 30, day 60, and day 90 check-ins. Keep a printed copy for the interview. Recap. Lead with proof, then speak a clear plan. Ask for the title and pay step with numbers on the table. Run a steady 90 days and post 1 SOP upgrade the crew can feel.